Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. Now, we don't say developing a spiritual relationship because that's already done. You already have that spiritual relationship with God. It was all taken care of 2,000 years ago when you became a Christian. Now, remember, God has complete control over time, space, and every dimension in between. When you, even though your body is here now in this time and space, when you become a Christian now, when you accept the truth about your nature and that you need a new spirit, a new regenerated spirit, and God gives that to you, basically, he does that because of what happens when he takes you back and you co-experience what Jesus Christ experienced here on this earth. So you already have a perfect and complete spiritual relationship with God. That's not going to change. It can't change. There's nothing in the spiritual realm that changes. Now, in the supernatural realm, and again, this is where we get confused. The spirit is, there's only two spirit beings, two kinds of spirit beings, God and regenerated souls, you and I. In the supernatural realm, again, it's what are those words? Super, above, and natural. The earth. So above the natural realm. There's nothing spiritual about it. Let's reserve, and this may seem like a nitpicky approach, but it's very important to keep that distance between God and other supernatural beings. We have a tendency to give far more weight in our lives to supernatural beings like angels and demons than we do to God. There, God does not have an opposite. He creates opposites, but there is no opposite equal to God. It's like that old brain teaser. If God is all-powerful, can he make a rock so big that he can't move it? So and look at the perspective we're looking at from when we think in terms of God's nature and we describe his character. We are still using terms that we are familiar with. This is why it's so important to let God speak for himself and to experience him, to allow him to reveal himself to us on a personal level. You know, you can know all about a person, but until you've met them, you will not have experienced them in the flesh. And then it's only over time that you get to know them. You know, we may think we know an entertainer because we've seen them up on the big screen, or we've seen them interviewed, or we've seen, you know, different profiles. We've watched their biography. But we don't know them. We may know about them, but we don't know them. God wants to be known. And he pursues us. He wants to be known so badly that that's what he's spending his time. This is really all about. Is the Lord wants to make himself known to us. In our soul. In our body. We already know him in our spirit. So there's his desire for you is that there not be any part of you that is not part of him. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense. So when we ask the Lord to reveal himself, to make himself known to us, when we ask the Lord to visit us, really all that does is it increases our awareness because God is always visiting you. He's always there. But sometimes we're just not aware of him. So this is why it's so important that we learn how to have our senses quickened by waiting on him and by following through on things he's telling us to do, those kinds of things. We've talked about the many aspects of the process. But the whole point is that he has a desire and is pursuing you. And it's not that because you're trying to run away from him or avoid him. We don't know how to get there. We don't know what we need. And so often what we've been taught is contrary to what we need. So we've been talking about his visits. And we've been talking about his visits during the day. And they're important, and we need to increase our awareness of him throughout the day, the way he visits us. But it seems like, because we are so busy during the day, that he's even more motivated, if we can use that term for God, he more readily visits us if we are willing, and sometimes without our knowledge, at night, when we're sleeping, or during the evening hours. So what we'll find is, when we're talking about the Lord's night visits, that the Lord is often much more active in our lives during the night seasons than during the day. There are several reasons this is true. First, our body is less active, which lessens its demand for attention from our soul and spirit, which frees our soul, your mind, will, and your emotions to be available and to respond. So if you're not thinking about what errands you're going to run on the way home from work, or feeling anxious about the meeting you have, or excited about who you're going to be seeing that day, your emotions and your mind and your will are more available to God for him to reveal himself in those areas. So just by your body being less active, your soul is more available. So that's the second reason, is your soul, is your mind, your will, and emotions are less distracted by the cares of this world, by the demands of the clock, by your external and internal voices, what's going on outside and inside. And you are going to be less distracted by your need to control. Now, sometimes your mind is just going to race and be working on the problems of the day. And this is where we all need to learn to wait on him and apply that at night and recognize that the nighttime is one of the prime areas where that God wants to take advantage of and reveal himself to us. So at night, the soul is more available to receive unconditionally what the Lord wants to share unconditionally, and we can give it the attention it deserves. At night, because our conscious mind is more subdued, more at rest, less active, the Lord has a greater opportunity to override our misbeliefs, our resistance. He has more opportunity to change or ignore the parts of our belief system that hinder revelation of himself. We are often more able to receive at night new ideas and accept change in doctrine or beliefs at night. This is done by the Lord from his spirit through our spirit to our soul. In other words, you may have been struggling, maybe, you know, even something we've talked about here. It seems to give you some kind of sense of life, but it just doesn't line up with your doctrine, your beliefs, what you've been taught. And you're struggling with it. Well, very often, if you just allow the Lord to speak to you rather than trying to figure it out at night, there's a much greater willingness and ability to discern, distinguish between what we believe and God's truth. And we're able to let go of what we are holding on to and accept God's truth much more readily. So we are learning to recognize that the nighttime is such a valuable time to make headway in learning to depend on God and grow in becoming those rulers and reigners that we are to be here on this earth. You're an overcomer. Regardless of the circumstances in the world, regardless of your situation and circumstance, and in fact, God has placed you in those circumstances to teach you how to overcome them. So the nighttime is an incredible environment for us to learn who he is, how he works, how he reveals himself. Because we're slightly less aggressive about doing it our way. So because our conscious mind is subdued, the Lord has greater opportunity to override, change, or ignore the parts of our belief system that hinder his revelation. Finally, the Lord also likes to test what we have learned during the day by visiting us at night. There are two general ways, and we're just talking in general terms here, because you're going to, as you experience God, he's going to reveal himself in a unique way to you. He's a real person. And you're a real person, and your relationship with him is going to be different than anybody else's. So we're talking starting points. And then as you do your homework and spend time with him and make yourself available to him, he's going to teach you and train you precisely what you need. He made you the way you are. So he knows how to accommodate and draw you. So it's not about what other people are interested in or what floats their boat may not be at all of interest to you. The Lord is going to draw you by what's interesting, what's needful for you. He knows what it is because he gave it to you. He gave you that desire. He gave you the desires of your heart. But there are two general ways the Lord visits us at night without waking us up when we're asleep and by waking us up to be with him. Okay, so we're talking about when we're actually asleep. There'll be times when most of the time he's visiting us. In fact, you know, since he never leaves us, we're really just like looking at his visits as a time that he specifically makes us aware. But he can do this without waking us up. Because how does he do that? How does he visit us without us being aware of it? Without waking us up? Well, what part of you sleeps when you sleep? Remember, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. When you sleep, what part of you is not aware? It's only your body. Your mind, will, and emotions are still going. They're still active. And, of course, your spirit never sleeps. So think about that. Tonight, when you go to bed, only your body is going to sleep. Your mind, will, and emotions and your spirit are all perfectly active. This is why it's important, and we'll get into this, to prepare yourself for sleep. Because if you go to sleep and you're still, your mind, will, and emotions are still dealing with the daily activities, you are going to interfere and hinder hearing from your spirit. So again, you want to take advantage of what's going on in the night because your body is not going to be interfering. It's not going to be drawing energy. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to get farther, to solve problems, to receive healing, receive information with much less interruption than you do during the day. So he wakes us up and speaks to us, and he lets us sleep and he speaks to us. So either way, he's revealing himself to us. And that's just as true during the day. He's still working on us. He's still working with us, regardless of what our mind, will, and emotions are paying attention to. He doesn't go anywhere. He's not afar off. We don't have to yell to get his attention. Okay? What may be a good exercise for you is when you, whether at work or during the day or when you go to bed at night, put out a chair. Here, Lord, this is where you can sit. Now, of course, he can sit and stand wherever he wants, but this may help you to recognize his presentness. You know, if you've got an office, here, Lord, here's a chair for you. When you get there, first thing in the morning, if you're working just through wherever your working circumstances, your daily circumstances, when you drive, Lord, this is your seat. I'm going to do the driving, but here you go. and he doesn't need a seatbelt, you're safe there. But say you're at home, give him the comfortable chair. Or maybe he's on the couch for you. But the point being, he's there. And all we're doing is increasing our awareness. So at night, odds are you have a chair in your bedroom. And if you don't, just reserve a corner of the bed for him and recognize that he will be speaking to you during the night, whether you are awake or asleep. So there are different ways we can approach our time with him. And we can break them up into our approach. Again, not God's. He's always revealing himself. But how are we going to approach him? And we're going to sort of go into a new series, short little series here, but it's what we're going to be looking at, his night visits in terms of communing with the Lord, visiting with the Lord, seeking the Lord, and getting up on our own. Okay, now one thing we want to be aware of right off the bat is that we want to recognize that the nighttime makes us more accessible to God. But the nighttime also makes us more accessible to our enemies, specifically the devil and his little buddies. And the more we are available to God, the more we are a threat to our enemies. So we want to be aware that we will be testing what we hear and what we experience. We want to be aware that we have no fear of being deceived, because he is easily distinguishable from God. And if we rely on God to reveal himself and teach us the difference between his voice and all of the voices, it's just something we learn. There's no concern where, you know, even if we make a mistake, which is going to happen, we get over it. We're free to make mistakes. We embrace making mistakes. This is how we learn, is making mistakes. So as we recognize the value of being around God at night, consciously, we recognize other changes we might need to make. And we're going to go into great depth at how to really focus your time. You know, where you spend your time is what you value. So there may be lifestyle changes that you need to make in order to make the most out of this most valuable time in your day when you're sleeping. And again, the reason it's most valuable is because you're most available. Your body is sleeping or trying to, and hopefully it's the most easiest time for you to settle your soul so you can receive from God unconditionally. So what do we mean by communing with the Lord? While your body sleeps, deep calls to deep. And the Lord changes our mind. He quiets our emotions. and he gives us new direction without our conscious awareness. Unfortunately, this is one of the problems we have with so many Christians taking drugs to go to sleep. This is a hindrance and is a wall to being able to receive from God. Now, sometimes our body is so worn out, we have to do that for, you know, if we're not able, you know, if that's where we're at, that's where we're at. God is not condemning about that. And sometimes our body just needs sleep more than anything. But we want to recognize that he is ultimately what we need. And relying on anything other than him is a hindrance and an interference. So talk to him about it. Don't take my word for it or your doctor's word for it or your own, you know, your friends, relatives, or your own idea. You know, ask him if you are taking something to sleep at night. Lord, is this something I should be doing? Is this interfering with what you want to be doing in my life at this time? So communicating, speaking with. Things that during the day we'd argue with him about are readily accepted during the night. Again, we're able to release our beliefs so much more easily. And often the result is that in the morning, or perhaps days or weeks, or sometimes months later, we realize that something has changed about us. Or just changed in general. Or has changed about a situation. Or has changed about our relationship with God, how we see ourselves, or how we see someone else. Just something has changed. For instance, we may have an answer to a situation that never occurred to us before. Or our mind or our emotional attitude toward a person may have changed without us even realizing it. We may have a much greater tolerance for them, or acceptance, or understanding. You know, where we went to sleep, went to bed thinking, I just don't get it, why that person just can't get this situation. And I just can't, you know, trust them, and I don't want to be their friend, I don't want to be around them. And then in the morning, you think about that situation and you realize, well, you know, it's not that really big of a deal. You know, they're doing the best they can. And we without our having worked through it ourselves, we are changed. Very often, God does his greatest and fastest work as we sleep. Because he is not being interfered with by us. Now, since waiting for him and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle are simply ways of engaging with the Lord in his purposes, there will likely be an increase in responses along this way, in this manner. Because we have given God opportunity to release his healing, strength, and understanding in his ways and according to his time. In other words, it's when you're asleep that you are fully cooperating with God. And we'll look at the effects that has during our daytime. But for now, just really tonight, ask the Lord to reveal himself as you sleep and to make you aware and see what happens. And we will take it up here next Thursday Until then, have a great week. We'll be getting back together again, 9 o'clock on Saturday. See you then, and thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.